This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lindell TV. As you see, I took the suit and tie off. I've been in a suit and tie for 5 days here in California, and the RNC run for the chair. And I know a lot of you want to hear what happened, right? And Brandon, are you there?
I am here, Mike.
Well, I know we've been in contact, and I here's the best thing that happened, everybody. The Rasmussen poll yesterday had me almost double both of those two combined. The grassroots and the people of this country, all people, want what do they want most? What do they want? They want Mike Lindell, what do I represent? We've got to get rid of the electronic voting machines. We got to get our election platforms back. We've got to make, it doesn't matter how much you do, how much money you raise, how much you take off the top. What's the difference if you skim money, if there's money, take fundraisers, make all this money? It doesn't matter if you're going to get cheated anyway. Brandon, I did a very good analysis with these 168 as I talked to them. And I want everybody watching here to literally listen up. I even did it to the media. You know, Fox, of course not Fox. I went up to Fox and said, hey, I'm here for my interview. They said, nah, sorry, Mike, you'll get me in trouble. I want everybody, I'm going to use this analogy that I used on all the 168. Everyone, 90% of their Gmails, their Google Gmails, were going into spam every time they would get to a fundraising at the beginning of the month. Crooked Google was using a what, Brandon? A computer to take their Gmails and put these all into spam, like an algorithm. Everybody get it? Okay, even the media got it when I told them. I think all the 168 gets that part. So what did they do? You can sit and let it keep happening. And they argued for months. The lawyers said, we don't want to go after Google. Ooh. You know, the lawyers, right? Rana at least stood up to him and said, no, we have to do this. And they did it. Now, guess what? All their Gmails are going through now, over 90%, Brandon.
Really?
Right. Google lifted it, but they're still in a lawsuit with them, and they bragged about it in there. You know, we're going after Google. Okay. What does that compare with? Now, our election platforms. If you go, so think of that. You on your Gmails, you do all that work to fundraise, and you pay all that money for these platforms and the resources and everything to do those emails, all to be flushed down a toilet by a computer. What does that remind you of? I'll tell you what it reminds you of. The billions of dollars that go into our country for elections and all the hard-earned money that goes in, but the time that goes in, going door to door, people campaigning, all these things, just to have a computer go. And why would you not want to go after those computers, but you went after your Google ones because that's where your money comes from? Brandon, I want you to think about this. They care about where they're getting their money, their fundraising money, but do they care? We're going to find out. Those 168, remember, they want, what did the people want? They wanted Mike Lindell, and they wanted change. The 168 did not listen. Now, is all gone? Is all, you know, everybody's upset. I know around the country, I'm getting, you know, everywhere. And they're going, we're not going to get money to the RNC, whatever. I want to tell everybody, Ronald McDaniel made a promise. He said, I will work with Mike Lindell if I'm elected, everybody. This is their one chance. This could be a good thing.
So are you telling me you're, if you had to choose between Rana or Harmeet, you would have chosen Rana?
All I know is Brandon I did find out, you know, Harmeet, she bailed on Arizona, not Rana. Harmeet told me that straight out. She advised that we got to leave Kerry Lake and not do it. So remember, she's one of the 168. She gets paid $1 million for being their lawyer or whatever it is. So I don't know. It's about picking. It's about the grassroots. I think we're in a better position than it's Rana, because Rana has told me straight out, I want to work with you. And she said it on, she's told me straight out. She told the 168 that, and she told the public that. Harmeet didn't tell that. She didn't tell it, you know, she did. So, you know, I just think, you know, I'm not going to say the what ifs or the what ifs, but I will say I am very, I guess that I'm there's hope, because I think the people have spoken with the Rasmussen poll yesterday. I think Rana and everybody's well aware of that. The media is well aware of it. How do you have 106 people that these people out in our country vote for you and you didn't vote for the guy that they want in? Well, now you better at least let the guy you didn't want in come in and fix what they want. And what do they want most? What do the people want? Why do they want me in there? They want me to what? Fix the election platforms. I've been doing it for 2 years. They've got a little election committee, Brandon, this election committee. Well, let me tell you about that election committee. I probably have forgotten more about elections now than they know in the whole committee. As you know, every single state, when I went to these 168, they're all coming up to me, and I don't care if it's Mississippi, Kentucky, Canada, it doesn't matter what state. They'd come into my suite where we had the meeting of one after another, and they would, I'd say, you know what's going on in your state? Let's say it's Alabama. I go, you know what's going on in Alabama? A great thing down there. Even though you had John Merrill, who was a blocker, a blocker, a blocker, the Secretary of State, he's gone now. The Secretary of State that came into Alabama, what's the first thing he did, Brandon? He got rid of Eric. Everybody, you all need to know everybody. Eric is one of the most corrupt computer systems that runs our voter rolls, the dirty voter rolls. Louisiana got rid of him first, and now Alabama. But I was giving them news on their state, and they're going, really, really? I said, yes, the people want to be machine-free. They want to be paper ballots, hand-counted. Brandon, the Daily Mail, I love it. There's all the media here. Of course, Fox, I don't know if I even made Fox. You'll have to tell me in a minute.
You were?
Okay. But the Daily Mail, everybody, the biggest outlet in the world over there, they were here. And they said, he comes up to me, he goes, Mike. And I'd say, he's interviewing me before. I go, okay, what's the hit job? Let's go. How are you going to spin this? I said, you see that the people, they want me in because they want to get rid of these machines and stuff. And you know what he said? Yeah. Or I said to him, I said, you are in the UK. I said, you have paper ballots hand counted. You don't have one machine. And you know what he said? Yeah, I don't know why you don't do that here. And that's what he said. And I said, because here we have lawfare. People are afraid to talk about getting rid of the machines, because they're protecting these four companies or five companies, your ESNS, Smartmatic, Dominion. I don't want to forget one. ESNS, the biggest one. Remember, the ESNS guy said down in Louisiana, he said he was one of the owners of ESNS, you guys, out of Omaha, Nebraska. They asked him, the Secretary of State, Kyle Arguin, said, are your machines less vulnerable, or are they vulnerable at all? And the guy said to him, what did he say? He said, all machines are vulnerable. They have back ends. Okay? That's it. You know, so anyway, the guy from the UK, he just couldn't understand why we don't wake up here. And I said, you guys kind of like it. You can attack me every day because me and millions and tens of millions of other people in this country want to go paper ballots, hand counted, so we have trust in our elections again. And so, Brandon, I don't know, you were telling me that it made Fox News. What?
Yeah, you were actually live on Fox News after the announcement. You were on the platform, and then Rana announced how she wanted to work with you and
Harmeet.
I mean, I've got it here. I can show it to you if you'd like.
Let's see it. Because I haven't, you guys, this will be, I haven't been on Fox in 2 years other than when, but I wasn't personally on there other than ads. Tucker had talked about me when the FBI took my phone and attacked me. But this is interesting.
All right. Let me turn that off real quick. I'll stop that. All right, here we go. This is what aired on Fox. I walked through the room and saw it, and then I went and found it a while ago. So here it is, Mike.
All right.
But please, join We need all of us. We heard you, grassroots. We know. We heard Harmeet. We heard Mike Lindell. But with us united and all of us going together, the Democrats are going to hear us in 2024 when we take back the White House and the Senate.
Okay. Well, hey, Brandon?
Yes.
That's probably baby steps for Fox, because I was in front of the media all day with big bouquets, and I'm sure Fox just turned the camera to the point that I went around the end and I come walking up to him. I said, I'm here for my interview. And he goes, Mike, come on, you know I'll get in trouble. That's what he said, everybody. And this goes along with you. Talk about our voice being canceled. I want to say it again. AT&T, who owns DirecTV, everybody, they canceled the great station OAN, I believe over almost coming up on a year now, canceled Newsmax. This is horrible. With it, Brand, this needs to get to Congress. This needs to be stopped. You can't just go around canceling every voice we have. This is, you know, I talked to Chris Ruddy over at Newsmax, and I'm concerned because we advertise there. You lose a big chunk or whatever it is of their audience, they're probably going to lower their ads accordingly because it all goes by impressions. But that hurts a business, Newsmax, private business, just like they hurt us, just like 1.2 million Americans were canceled on YouTube, Vimeo, people that had podcasts that suck a bucket, Facebook canceled, and this and that. And all this stuff is,
I found
it's going to be a great year in 2023 because I think we're all communicating. I learned so much here, and believe me, everybody, we don't have time today, but if the holding the RNC accountable now, I know, Brandon, I've got to know these 168. As I go to their states now, I'm going to work with them and work to do what? Even if the RNC as a whole, if Ronna, I will tell this, Ronna, I believe she's going to keep her promise, but let's say she doesn't. So the 168, remember, it was a silent ballot, so we don't know who was brave or not that voted for Mike Lindell. But when we go to these states, as I go there, and we work with the grassroots, we work with the commissioners, we work with the Secretary of State, we work with the county commissioners. As we do that, now we're going to have the GOP there, because all of them, Brandon, all of them came up to me privately. They say, we really like what you're doing. Keep doing it. So in other words, they might not have courage as a whole, but a lot of them didn't want to say it publicly. But, we got to get rid of these machines. We got keep doing what you're doing, Mike, but we don't want to fight. They need to be courageous, Brandon, and I believe they will.
Absolutely. I found a clip of you being interviewed by KTLA, one of the big stations out of Los Angeles. I found
Let's
that.
See it. Let's see it. Let's see it.
All right, here it is. Here we go.
No matter what happens today, we're going to be better for it, because I'm going to still do everything I can to help save this country and help. I want to make the Republican Party, I want it to be branded as the party of common sense. Y'all get that? The party of common sense. Okay. I spent time in California about 3 months ago, this town up north here in California, just to find out what people, Democrats and liberals on that side, talk to them. Most of them are 25 to 35 years old. They're all coming up to me and they're taking pictures and stuff. And I go, did you vote Democrat? They're going, and they're asking me, what do we have in this country that can help save the country? They had $7.30 gas, cars that were 15 years old, and I felt so bad for them. It was like all depression. And they go, I said, are you guys going to vote? And they said, no, we're not going to vote. We're the head of it. But they didn't know what the Republican Party was. And that's why it needs to be rebranded, the party of common sense, and it needs to be united. No matter what.
There you go.
Wow, yeah. And see, there was a big bouquet. There was a huge, there were microphones everywhere. It's funny, though, as soon as I start out my mouth, you can see the Fox lights and other lights just turn off. Like the president always says when he talks at these rallies, as soon as he'll say something that they don't want to hear, turn them all off, turn them off, turn the cameras off, turn the cameras off. Or they'll say how big the crowds are for our great real president. And they'll say, no, let's turn them around. No, they don't turn them around.
Here's a headline from Raw Story. Quote, there were no machines, end quote. Mike Lindell concedes he lost a fair election. That's one headline.
Now, that, you know, there's a good example, everybody. Raw story, these guys that attack me every day, that is a great, great headline. It tells it what it is, what we're fighting for, everybody. Now I'm going to make the big announcement here, and I'm going to have to go. Everybody, I want you all to listen up. So here at, you all know about Jimmy Kimmel. I told this on our show last week. If Jimmy Kimmel invited me back on his show, he wants me to be in the claw game across the street because I'm not vaxxed. And I said, I'll do that, Jimmy Kimmel. And what did I say, Brandon? If he invited me back, I would put the B, take the B out of Kimmel and call him Kimmel, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Well, you know what? Jimmy Kimmel invited me this Tuesday to go, and I don't know if it's, I believe it's going to be live here in California where I'm at. So I'm going to leave California and come back. I am going to be in the claw game, everybody. But you know what? It might be embarrassing. Everyone's going, Mike, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't care. I want to be able to keep getting the word out, everybody. And you know what? What is Jim, you know, old Jimmy Kimmel, right, Brandon?
Right.
He's done what he's done, everybody, even though he attacks and mocks, whatever, he puts you right up there, the Lindell Report, the Lindell TV, right?
He doesn't
try and hide the that part. At least he attacks in good faith, right?
Right. He promotes,
I mean,
Lindell TV.
You know, he lets us get the word out. It's his favorite show. He used to watch it hours on end, Jimmy said. You know, 17 hours of a Frankathon we had or something.
That's right.
He probably broke Cheryl's record. You know, Cheryl from Business Insider. I know she watches every episode, but she can't stay up as long as Jimmy, you know. I mean, Jimmy just, I think he power watched it. We have all the episode listed, you know. He probably just grabbing material, you know. But it's going to be fun, you guys.
So when is this taking place?
Tuesday. Three more days.
Now, and you're going to...
He didn't wait around. When he made a promise, I'll give him that. He probably told his people. How many times do I have to tell Mike yes, but that he can come on? But he hadn't told us yet. And his producer reached out as soon as we called him out on that. So I'm going to say Jimmy Kimmel is good for his word, and I'm going to be good for mine, not say Kimmel. I'm going to say Kimmel. And I don't know, you guys, if it's, I believe we're live on Tuesday. We're going to, on Monday, everybody, we're going to give you all the details. But I want you start telling everybody. We've got to get the word out. And it's going to be, you know what? This is going to be, I know it'll be comedy and he'll attack. But there's going to be good that comes out of this, just like the last time I was on his show. Remember, at halftime or during a commercial on his show last time, he said some things to me. I said, Jimmy, we have to unite as a country, the people. And all that, you know, I mean, for me, what I want to say to him is, what's so wrong about wanting paper ballots hand counted, Brandon? When the Democrats wanted it, why do the Republicans keep blocking it? Why does Brad Raffensperger and Robin Voss and people like that, why do they keep trying to destroy our country? Alan Duke? How about Alan Duke? I wonder about Alan Duke, when's he going to come on? I'm going on Jimmy Kimmel. How come Alan Duke can't come on your show, Brandon?
He can come on my show. He can come on my show.
Oh, he can now, huh? Yeah. Will you tell Alan you'll have him on your show?
I'll have Alan on my show. I'd love to find out.
On your big show, your Brandon House show,
Yeah, the Brandon
right?
House Live. Absolutely, I would.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, I got his number. I'll have you call Alan Duke. And maybe we can start getting together as a country and all go, hey, we don't like these machines. We don't like these computers. We don't like that Google can just dump our votes here. We don't like that every vote in the United States goes through one place in New Jersey, through Edison Research.
Yes.
We don't like, we want transparency. Just like, just in our elections, in the RNC, everywhere. We want transparency. I believe we got a little bit of it in Congress with our Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, when it went 15 rounds. What did that do, Brandon? So far, he's kept his promise, and it's united us, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, everybody, I don't want everybody just going on this depression and attack. We were made promises by the 168, or Rana, she's the leader, that she will work with me. So let's wait. Let's give her a chance, right? Let's give it a chance. That's all I'm saying. Let's give it a chance and see how this plays out. Don't give up on the party. Don't give up on the... Remember, we got to have a new party, and it's going to be called what? The Party of Common Sense. Cheryl, I know you're watching. Can you write that down? Mike Lindell wants to have the Party of Common Sense. Brandon, put that headline up there one more time from that Raw story.
Whoa, go back, guys. Pull that down. Let me get ready, and I'll show it here. Just 1 second. Raw story. There it is.
You guys, look at this. There were no machines, so Mike Lindell concedes he lost a fair election. You guys, that says it all. This is using the terrible, horrible, bad media for good. God uses all things for good. And I'm going to tell you, everybody, we're going to look back on this, just like you have everything else that you think are really bad at the time. And they're really, you know, it's, you know, devastating. Like people are coming up and go, oh, Mike, I'm so sorry. I'm going, hey, this is, I think whatever comes out of here, we're going to look back someday and go, God had his hand in all this, even the bad and the good. He uses all things for good. And we're going to get to this beautiful place, everybody. And everything had to happen to expose, to see things. And it had to happen on God's timing, not ours. And that's why I've said it before. We're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history. Brandon, I'm gonna tell you one more thing I did with the media today, but I'll bet you they didn't show it on TV. There was a journalist from the Huffington Post, and I got into it with him yesterday. And he asked another terrible question again today. It wasn't even part of this, you know. And I said, you know what? We're going to pray for this guy here, this reporter, and we're going to pray for all you reporters, that your moral compass, that God reaches out and touches him. I literally said about a two-minute prayer, and they were all dipping, and some of them were dipping their heads. They didn't interrupt the prayer. We've got to pray for our journalists. We got to pray that they're journalists again. You know, I think there was a time they were, right, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I prayed with them, and right in the middle of the convention, and it was like a silence. I mean, I'm sure none of them aired it. You know, you'd think one of them would have aired it and said, Mike Lindell prays for us journalists, but no, they don't want you to hear about that, right? You know, I thought that was pretty amazing that they all quit asking questions, and a lot of them were bowing their heads because I meant that prayer. Remember when I first got on Jimmy Kimmel, I said, I'm going to pray for you, Jimmy. You know, remember that?
I do.
And we're going to pray for Jimmy again here that we haven't, you know, it can be fun, but don't sit there and have your list from ABC or Disney or whatever, the attack list or whatever. I'm sure it'll be there. It's, you know what? Because whatever happens, you know, it happened last time. The word will get out, and I think Jimmy will make it on a fair playing field. Last time he had a bell. Remember that, Brandon? He got on a bell. Dude, we got on a bell.
It was about an 18-minute interview last time. You think this one will go 20, as long?
22 minutes, I think it was. But wow. I want to say this before I go, you guys. That claw game, and this is the one stipulation I said, I don't mind getting inside of a claw game, okay? In fact, you know, back in the day, the crane, the claw thing, you know, everybody probably thought, hey, this would be cool to be inside of a claw game, right? You know, who has probably done that? This will be kind of interesting for me. It's something I haven't done. But you better tell me if you're going to put stuff in there, what's going to be in that claw game. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't want anything that evil, you know, whatever. Anyway, I'm gonna.
The claw game doesn't need to be branding some kind of
evil things. That's right. Exactly right.
Right.
And I did say that to their producers. I want to know what's in the claw game, okay, or in the claw thing. And you know what? I'll take it right out, you know, when I get in there, if that's the case. But they were really good. Last time I went there, I wanted to know everyone. They're people, they're producers, they're people there. We all took pictures, even the fake Mike. We all took pictures. Of course, then, they were all wearing masks. Of course, they pulled the masks off for pictures. And remember, they got this horrible union thing going on there. When Bill Maher was on with Jimmy Kimmel, they argued about how come I don't have to wear masks? How come you have to wear masks or whatever? Well, do you know what? I have to get a test, a COVID test. I mean, what are they still living 2 years ago there? But that's, isn't that something? Who's making money off these things?
No. Oh, true. I'll tell you one thing, Mike. You're a good sport, and you're committed to the cause to get out the message any way you can.
Absolutely. And I made up, you know, I promised Jimmy I would do it, and he's keeping his promise. So any the way I can get the message out, I don't mind getting embarrassed and attacked. I don't. You know, everything depends on it. Is it really going to be embarrassed me if we don't have a country and I didn't do something that maybe meant something? The last time I was on Jimmy Kimmel, it went everywhere. It's still the number one seen video there if you put my name and Jimmy's in. I encourage all of you to watch it. Go watch it right now. I got to go. Mike Lindell, Jimmy Kimmel, it's the first one. I don't know, millions and millions of views. And you watch that, and then you'll see a prelude to what's going to be coming. It's going to be, I want to thank Jimmy right now, and I'm looking forward to it. Remember, everybody, it's just Tuesday, and I don't know, I'm not sure if it's Tuesday. I'm coming here Tuesday, so we're going to update you Monday of what time. You know, remember last time, Brad, this was a big thing. Everybody was having Jimmy and Mike watch parties. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah, that was huge all around the country. So we're going to keep advertising here, everybody, but I got to go. I've got a whole bunch of stuff I've got to get done that I've been pushed off for the last 5 days.
Okay.
Everybody keep the faith. And I know, Brandon, you have some big news that just came about. And I'm praying for our country, praying for Tennessee. This was in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, right here in the Mid-South, right outside of Memphis. 31 minutes ago, they released here something we've been expecting for the last few days. Horrific body camera footage as well as sky cams where the cameras are up on poles. Five black police officers beating a black driver who was handcuffed. I have seen the footage while you were on the air. It was running on a screen off to my side, and I could see it. It is horrific.
Why don't you go ahead and show it? Go ahead and show it here. I want to. I've got to see it myself. I can't even believe this. This is what a tragedy. And I am gonna go, everybody. God bless you. And you go ahead and start that, Brandon, and we'll talk to you all on Monday, everybody. Remember, everything happens for a reason. This is on God's timing, not ours, and God bless you all.
Mike Lindell checking in. Don't forget to support Mike and his work, MikePillow.com, promo code L77. All right, we're going to transition to a very sobering topic, and I will give a viewer discretion notice. This is violent. You may not want small children to see what we are about to show. We are stationed here outside the Mid-South, not too far from Memphis, and indeed, we knew last week, a week ago tonight, we were being warned that this had happened, that five police officers had pulled over a black driver, and he was handcuffed and beaten quite violently. We were told a week ago the footage was coming. We didn't know when. It could have been last Friday, some were saying. That's the rumors that were going around the Mid-South. And the concern was, of course, a George Floyd situation, as well as the riots that go with it. Well, it didn't happen last Friday, but it was released tonight, 6 p.m. Central. If you've been following the media at all today, they've been priming it that it was coming. It was released 33 minutes ago. These were, again, five black officers assaulting a black driver. We'll play two parts here. Part one, the initial stop, and then, well, he gets up, handcuffed, and takes off. And then the beating really begins. Sadly, this young man died around 3 days later after what you're about to see. Five officers, they have been arrested. I'm even told tonight the EMT that showed up on the scene, some of them have been fired. If that is an accurate report, that's at least what I'm being told by one police official in the Mid-South because they stood there and didn't stop it. But the five officers have been arrested and charged. Now, of course, Memphis, Tennessee is on high alert tonight. The concern is not the residents of Memphis so much as the outside agitators, those who are notorious for coming in, whether they're funded by Maoist front groups, the CCP, Communist Chinese Party, as is the case, according to many, including Colonel John Mills, who was with us last night, who served on the National Security Staff for two presidents in the White House, or Trevor Loudon, who is also an expert. So CCP money, Communist Chinese Party money, makes it into these street agitators, or is it also Soros money? So tonight, the biggest concern in the Mid-South is not really the local residents. In fact, the man who passed away after the beating, his own mother, has been on television in the Mid-South urging people not to burn down the city that they have to live in. But tonight, Memphis is on high alert. Many extra police have been added, as well as the county sheriff department. And we're told maybe even the National Guard. But as night falls in Memphis, well, the nation's eyes have turned this direction. And this footage has been released. And it is troubling, to say the least. Let's play the first. But again, a warning. Here we go. I don't know if there's any sound with this, guys, or not. There's no audio with this one. This is going to be the officer's body camera, and you're going to see him pull up on the scene where this stop has already occurred. There's going to be a lot of footage coming out from a lot of different angles. I have seen the footage when it came out 36 minutes ago on a monitor that was playing it while Mike was talking. So I was trying to pay attention to Mike as well as pay attention to this breaking story so I would know what footage was coming and how to tell you about it. So this footage is about to be this officer getting out of his car and approaching the scene that is already underway. We then will see footage that I'm told by one police officer in the area who called me today that it is a Skycam footage, meaning in the Mid-South, there is often cameras up on a pole. Let's go ahead and pull the footage of the audio up. Understand, folks, it could be some swearing in here.
Where it rains and Ross. Taser was deployed. Suspect is running down Ross. Young male, black, slim build, blue jeans, and a hoodie.
Okay.
So, you guys got my audio back? So he has managed to get up while handcuffed. Do I have that right, guys? He was handcuffed and was able to outrun them handcuffed. Wow. All right. I don't know how much longer this goes on. Again, this is brand new footage just released 38 minutes ago here in the Mid-South. I am being told now by our guys in the control room, protesters have shut down Interstate Bridge 40, the 40 Interstate Bridge. There are two bridges in Memphis, Tennessee, I-55 going over into Arkansas or coming back into Tennessee. If you're in Arkansas, I-55 bridge, and then the I-40 bridge. The I-40 bridge is, for those who know the Memphis area, is the more picturesque scene. Well, maybe not, but it's certainly a prettier, newer bridge. It's the one that's lit up. They often light it up with the colors of whatever the holiday is, like Christmas. of course, is oftentimes red and green. It's the bigger bridge, the newer bridge, the wider bridge, and it goes right by the Bass Pro, our very, very, very large Bass Pro, which is in the old pyramid where they used to play basketball games. For many years, it sat empty, and then they finally were able to work a deal, and they put the Bass Pro in that. So I'm being told now by the guys that are watching footage, we'll try to bring that up here in just 1 second. We're about to go to footage. We're playing it to you in the context. We're about to go to the footage of where the beating really starts taking place here, where I think you end up with the fatal blows. Apparently, this officer here is getting his eyes cleaned out. I don't know if they were using mace at some point in here or what, pepper spray, but apparently he's getting his eyes cleaned out. So again, we're just showing you the raw body footage. There is going to be a lot of footage that comes out from various perspectives because of all the body camera footage. But one, it looks pretty obvious, but a police officer this afternoon called me and kind of gave me some backstory. I understand what we're about to see here in just a minute is actually footage from a camera that's up on a post. In the Mid-South, maybe as in your area, there are cameras the police departments put up to monitor and to deter crime. Oftentimes, they will have a blue light on that pole flashing to notify people you're being recorded. And so if you're going to commit a carjacking or steal a car, you need to know it's on camera. So one of these sky cams apparently is right above where this extremely brutal beating of the handcuffed suspect occurred. I have seen it out of the corner of my eye while Mike was coming on the air. We're going to get to that here in just a minute. We're going to go ahead. Let's go ahead and fast forward past this because this is pretty much just the same thing. All right. So, let me find the other video. Pull that down if you would. I'll find the other video now. The second video is where, folks, it gets very, very graphic. Again, I want to give a viewer discretion is advised, okay? Because this gets pretty graphic here. This is, again, I've got to grab the right one. This is the one that's going to be underneath the Sky Cop. All right, here we go. Here it is. Watch this. There's no audio with this one. He is cuffed now, right, guys? So he just took a kick. Wow, is he getting kicked in the head? Oh, wow. Yeah, that's against all training. And then I guess we're about to see them. Oh, is that another kick to the head? Wow, that's the local news right there. They cut into it. Let's pull that down. We'll go and try to find the other footage. It continues, folks. I could not see it quite as well, but I am told that they were really going at him with the baton. He died some 3 days later from this beating. And now, of course, Memphis is on high alert tonight, as you can well imagine. Guys, if you are able to send me the footage, that is the longer footage, we'll play the entire footage. That it's there. Again, it's kind of graphic, I know, but this is what's making national news tonight. And even the police officers who are friends of mine I talked to today were talking about how difficult it was to watch. So this is not a situation where people I'm talking to in law enforcement are even attempting to justify, defend, or try to make sense of this. It makes no sense when you have a suspect who is cuffed and down. Granted, he did get up. Apparently, again, obviously, we saw resisting. But once the officers have him there, head kicks to the head, that is against all training. And again, this is shocking many. Sadly, again, just a few days after this, 3 days after this, he perished. Here is a picture here of what has been on the news all week in the Memphis, Tennessee area of him in the hospital. And again, he sadly passed away 3 days later. All five police officers are black police officers. So black police officers beating this black man. This, of course, again, is going to be exploited by the largely outside forces, agitators, many of them who many of us believe are paid agitators, to come in and to create problems. And, of course, they end up visiting their wrath oftentimes on minority businesses, people who are working hard every day just to keep their business afloat. We saw this in 2020 in many, many cities time after time, particularly in the wake of the George Floyd incident in Minneapolis. And, of course, many stories made the airwaves of minority business owners who worked their whole life to build their business and then had it burned to the ground. This man's, who's passed away, his mother has been on television the last day or so begging the community not to burn down the town they have to live in. But we are getting reports that the interstate bridge has already been shut down, I-40. There's still I-55. Now, what's interesting, of course, about the transportation situation, folks, is this Mid-South area is where FedEx is headquartered. Many of you maybe don't know or need to be reminded, FedEx is headquartered in the Mid-South. And so FedEx trucks are coming into the Mid-South continually over Interstate 40 and Interstate 55 into the headquarters there and into the terminal at the airport, where you just can constantly see a stream of FedEx planes taking off, particularly in the evening and late into the night. So again, this is a major transportation hub. Not only is that the case, but Interstate 55, of course, hooks up and then becomes an issue with 240 headed and 40 headed toward Nashville, and then I-55 south headed down to Mississippi. So this is a major transportation area coming through the Mid-South, Memphis, Tennessee. So again, you don't only have a lot of people trying to get back into Tennessee who have maybe been traveling or over into Arkansas headed back home. Many people in the Mid-South come over into Tennessee and work and then go back into Arkansas in the evening. But then again, as I said, you have the issue of massive transportation and our food supply and our just-in-time inventory moving on these trucks headed to destinations that require them to come through Memphis. And whether they head to Mississippi and south or head toward the northeast, into Nashville area, this is a major, major area, and these bridges are very critical to this transportation. Let's go. Do you have any footage of what's going on Interstate 40, guys? You're about to have. Did anyone send? All right. Were you able to send me any footage of the beating taking place under the? All right, here we go. They got it. They found it in the control room. All right, go ahead, guys. All right, this again is that footage that was abbreviated by the news channel here in town. We've seen some of this, but it's much lengthier than what we saw a while ago. But we are seeing some of the footage being repeated. The head kick, and now another one, unfortunately, coming to the head. Again, this just was released some 47 minutes ago. Pardon? Here's the baton. Wow. And this guy's cuffed, and they've got him stood up. They've stood him up. Wow. They've got him stood up and holding him. Was that? Oh, wow. Guys. They got him cuffed and standing up and taking punches to his head. Oh, my. Wow. Folks, this is not This is no wonder these guys are being charged with murder. This has nothing to do at this point with restraining him or stopping him from resisting. He looks to be all but unconscious as they have to literally, seems as though they have to literally hold him up while they take head punches. And to think that this is a five officers doing this to another human being. What on earth is going through these guys' heads? Are they even, I mean, have they become so enraged that they've forgotten they got body cameras on? Because we saw one of them. Or do they not all have body cameras on now? Do any of them have a body camera on at this point? Are they oblivious to the camera up above? Now, is that EMT rushing in there, guys? Is that more cops? And there's some more head kicks. They were macing him as well. Wow, this guy was down. He seems to be semi-unconscious, if not all the way, or at least semi-unconscious, and another police officer rushes in to make sure he gets his kick in, right to the head, from what it looked like. Of course, this is very, this is, throw that in my screen in front of me so I don't have to look off to the side, if you don't mind, guys. This is really hard to watch, and of course, this makes all of us angry. I mean, you'd have to be soulless not to be absolutely angry. You know, and people can say, well, he resisted. He should have laid down. And I guarantee you, you're going to have those kind of comments being made. Well, he shouldn't have resisted. He shouldn't have resisted. Well, here's the issue. These officers are trained to deal with people that resist. That just goes with the line of work. Human nature, these people are going to resist a lot of the times. They've been trained with how to deal with this. This is not how you deal with it. Wow. Well, of course, this footage now is out. 51 minutes ago, it has been released. It's being covered by the national news outlets. But here in the Mid-South, we have to deal with it and the fallout. And of course, that is going to enrage many, as it enrages, I'm sure, you, as it does me. The issue is the outrage going to be channeled toward reforms, supporting the local authorities to prosecute these men, and the reforms that are necessary. And the talk of what does it take to get qualified. When I was this police officer walking around limping because his foot hurts from kicking the dude over and over, is that why he's limping? Wow. Incredible. So they've now placed him. Is he on the ground next to the squad car? He's leaned up against. Is he even conscious at this point? I mean, if he is just barely conscious. Well, this guy, the one walking right there limping, was he one of the ones involved in the kicking? So I guess he hurt himself doing what he did there, huh? I mean, are they absolutely oblivious to the Sky Cop pole there? Oh, wow. Well, again, I come back. Okay, that's NBC. I come back to the thing that we have said here over and over again. You know, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. But we have spent our money in our states and at the federal level on welfare and entitlements and things that are not in the purview of what is function of government, security and protection. And then we end up paying people substandard salaries, and you get what you get the candidates you can attract. And many police departments have lowered the salaries of cops. I should say they've lowered the standards to be a cop. They've lowered the standards because who wants to be an officer in this day and age? A, the pay. B, when you do your job, as we have interviewed the wife of one officer who we've interviewed her several times. What is that officer's name? Is her name Darby? Do you remember Logan? The female police officer whose husband's sitting in prison tonight. Is her name Darby or is his name Darby? Is that his or her name? That's the last name. All right. And he did what his training told him to do when he showed up on the scene. And there was a man with a gun with his two colleagues in the room. And he showed up and walked into the house. And the man was told to drop the weapon over and over, and he turned the weapon from his own head toward, went to turn it toward the cops, and he was fatally shot. He followed his training. His wife, who's an officer, has been on here saying they're still training people to do this. He did what he was trained to do, and because of political correctness and some animosity between apparently the prosecutor's office and the police department, her husband's now sitting in prison. But he did what he was trained. And when you see that, you're like, if you do what you're trained to do and you try to go home at night by unfortunately having to take someone's life, is the department and the prosecutor going to stand behind you? So many cops are calling it quits. So not only are they not being protected, they're not being paid well, many of them, and treated well, so they quit. And when you don't pay them well and you don't treat them well, you get bad candidates. You get bad candidates. And I've been convinced for years, as my radio audience knows, that I've been talking about the fact if we paid these officers better, much, much better, trained them much better, we would have the creme de la creme of people that have a professionalism and self-control. That's not self-control. And that's not following your training. And I'm not so sure what's going on there with these people not having accountability. Where were the other officers to say, you're not going to do that, knock that off right now, to stop this? To think that many were joining in on this. Absolutely shocking. What footage do you have of what's going on the interstate, Logan? Nothing right now on the interstate. All right, well, this is what is going on tonight. I'm going to go over real quick. I don't oftentimes have time during the show to check the comment section, but I'm going to check out the comment section really quick. Were any police officers shot in this? No officers shot. Someone said, this is worse than the King beating. Well, that's exactly what they were telling us in town to expect. Okay, here's someone saying, too many are making premature judgments. Is Brandon doing the same? We don't know the entire situation. I don't think we are, folks. Not when the guy was cuffed, standing up and being held while they pummeled him in the head. Do you guys in the control room think we're making premature judgments when they're holding the guy up, cuffed, so they can take the pummels at his head? I mean, come on, people. Don't be that so stupid. I mean, we don't know the backstory. But again, it doesn't matter what the backstory is when we get to those points. At those points, whatever was done, then you deal with it in your charging documents. But you don't stand a guy up, two or three guys holding him handcuffed, while you take turns punching him in the head. Oh, yeah, we better investigate what was going on there, because maybe he was saying something about his mama. Really? Come on, people. Yeah. 3 days later, he was dead. Wow. Well, that, my friends, is exactly what is put Memphis on high alert tonight. And, of course, the nation is watching, and the agitators are hoping they can use this to create, well, more problems, racial problems, which, of course, they're not going to be able to do that one with this, are they? But now it's about not what color the police are. It's about just simply using it to go against all police. And, of course, it was police officers who are calling me today to say what you're about to see is horrific. So the good cops, the guys that really want to protect and serve, would never defend that. Not what we just saw in that corner. And partly what they're going to do here, folks, is continue to use this for what's called community policing. You know what community policing is? Sounds like, oh, you mean like Mayberry? Where you have the same cop on the same beat? No. Community policing, in the terminology of the progressive, is where you get your community agitators, the communists, together, and you let them oversee the police and make the rules. We have a police officer who we just made contact with who was just fired because he posted comments on Facebook about traditional marriage and was fired. Now, when I tell you all to go, we need to be raising the pay, backing the police when they do their job, and then obviously severely prosecuting them when they don't. This is what I'm talking about. A guy defending traditional marriage on his own off time on Facebook gets fired. We've got him scheduled next week. But you can count on the fact these kind of stories will be used to push for what we've been warning you about for some time, and that is the progressives' goals to federalize the police. To federalize the police. We'll continue to carry this and talk about this with Trevor Loudon and others at 7:30 on Brandon House Live. That's the Lindell Report. Thanks for watching.
You're watching Lindell TV.